Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. If you're jumping in midstream, welcome. We're glad you're here. I want to invite you into where we're at. We're in day 16 of a 21-day reading plan through the Gospel of John. Everybody could use a fresh start, and this is a great way to recalibrate ourselves both spiritually and personally and just in every area of our life as we launch into the rest of 2019. You can find all these resources on the website at sugarhill.church. Just scroll down until you see the big logo for Fresh Start, where you'll find the reading plan, you'll find this weekday podcast, and you'll also find the weekday meditation, which is a wonderful way to build gratitude in your life. Well, today, if you haven't read John 16 yet, I want to encourage you to check it out. As you read this, here's just a few thoughts about it. It's this reminder that in this world, we're going to have trouble. Now, I don't think anybody's shocked by that. We can just look around and we see it. But the good news is there's hope. In fact, earlier in John 14, Jesus gave this reminder that there's hope in heaven, but now he's reminding us that there's actually help on this earth. See, in John chapter 16, there's a lot of things Jesus talks about. But one of those things is that he explains to his disciples that while he's leaving this earth, they would not be left alone. This had to be super encouraging to them, that yes, I'm leaving, but you're not by yourself. See, as believers, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. He's our comforter, he's our peace, he's our strength, he's our teacher. And honestly, that was part of God's plan from the beginning. See, the Holy Spirit is ready. The Holy Spirit is available to be part of anyone's life and everyone's life. And so it's this great reminder as we read John 16 today that God did not leave us here to navigate life on our own. Here's what John 16 verse 13 says. But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Now I'm just going to be honest, depending on your background, you may or may not have heard much about the Holy Spirit. Some traditions talk about the Holy Spirit a lot. And so you may be very familiar and very comfortable with the idea of the Holy Spirit. And some traditions, people don't talk about the Holy Spirit at all. But when you think about Scripture, when you see in Scripture, you see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a gift from God himself. And I'm telling you, God only gives good gifts. The Holy Spirit does a lot of things, from comforting, from encouragement, from understanding. But honestly, you see oftentimes in the New Testament where the Holy Spirit guides us through life and the Holy Spirit guards us from danger. God sent his Holy Spirit inside of us, sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of us, to lead us, to comfort us, to correct us, to let us know when we need to address sin in our life. He guides us, he nudges us, he leads us as we take next steps in faith. But he also reveals truth to us, truth that brings about lasting change in our hearts, lasting change in our minds, lasting change in our character as we seek him and we obey him. He brings us that peace, comfort, and strength. He truly is our companion. Now today, as we think about this and we launch into the rest of our day, man, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be a lot of things going on around us. But if you're a Christ follower, the Holy Spirit has stepped out of heaven and stepped into your heart, and he lives inside of you. And so as we talked a little bit about on this last Sunday, that our job is to stay close to Jesus. His job is to produce the fruit in our life. And one of the main ways that he does that is by his Holy Spirit working in us and through us to bring about lasting change that starts from the inside out. So as you read John 16 today, I want you to ask a couple of questions. Question number one, what can you learn about Jesus from this chapter? What is it that you can take away about Jesus? Number two, is there something in your life that you feel like the Holy Spirit has been nudging you about? Maybe it's the next step, like baptism. Maybe it's some sin that needs to be addressed, but is there a next step? And then question number three, do you trust that the Holy Spirit is always with you? Do you trust that? Do you believe that he's always with you wherever you go and whatever you do? Well, thanks again for being on the podcast. Swing by the website today, sugarhill.church, and just scroll down so you see the Fresh Start logo. Click on that to access all of these resources and more. And then also, if you missed this last Sunday, you can catch up on our series of Fresh Start by going to the website and clicking on resources, and you can watch the replay or listen to it on the podcast. But we're looking forward to seeing you very, very soon. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.